everybody. This is the Poker Kid Podcast. This is Joshua Everson speaking. I know last time we had accidentally ended just me talking about where the what trader in Giant's Cap was. But we are going to continue this episode as if it was a continuation of last time, part two, so on. So, enjoy the show. Hello everybody and welcome to the Poker Kid Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Everson, and here with me today is Alana Moongus, co-host.
Hello.
And unnamed co-host.
Hello.
So, yeah, we're just continuing on the legendary theme. And we're going to have a battle, by the way, between Palkia and Dialga. Leading into legendaries, guys, what's your favourite legendary?
My favourite is Zygarde.
Yeah, Palkia, the Kyogre to Palkia to Dialga, the Kyogre to Groudon.
The battle's happening.
All right, the battle's happening. We will have results in. However, I don't want anyone to say, because just at the end, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to get the results, and we'll say it just before Pokemon of the Week, which is Dialga. Okay? Spoiler, we're continuing from last time.
My Dialga's
Shiny,
and unnamed co-host is
Palkia's
regular.
Oh, that kind of gives Dialga an advantage.
We're going to use the Roar of Time, and that's just it. I'm just going to end it that way. Fire Blast!
Guys, please don't tell...
How did you learn Fire Blast?
Don't tell us... Palkia can learn Fire Blast. That was like the first move I taught it. But don't say anything, please, because... We're trying to conceal.
Battle's over.
Okay, don't tell me who won, though I think I know who won.
No, I want to do Zygarde against Zygarde. That'll be epic.
Shiny Zygarde versus normal Zygarde. We will also have results of that by the end. However, yeah. Let's do a restrictions battle.
This is no restrictions battle since they're both level 100.
Really? Okay. Legendaries. Right, so I'm going to give you guys a little challenge. I'm talking to you, Anonymous co-host. name every single legendary from, but not its counterpart. Like, you could say Groudon, but don't say Kyogre. You could say Zekrom, but don't say Reshiram. Like, name one of those legendaries from each of the games. Only from each of the games, though. However, like, things like, what are they called? You have the red one and the blue one?
I can't remember the red one. Kyogre and Groudon?
No, not Kyogre. You said the red one was your least favorite legendary.
Yes.
What was it called?
Which red one? I can't remember.
You know, the one that you said...
David and Diancie. No, Latios and
Latias.
Yeah, and you can say, like, Latios, but don't say Latias, and so on like that. So, name those Pokemon.
Okay, fine. Mewtwo. Mewtwo. Suicune. Lugia. Latios.
Mm-hmm.
Groudon.
Yeah.
Rayquaza.
Uh-huh.
Power Construct, you gotta be kidding. Okay. Let me think. I got some more. Okay, Zekrom.
Mm-hmm.
Dialga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've also got another one. I think I can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, yeah.
Uxie. Uh huh.
I've also got Registeel.
Right, you don't have to say any of the other ones. You just have to say Regigigas. Alright, I said it for you.
Regigigas, yes. Regigigas. Oh, no. Okay. Miles, why?
Okay, so, what next?
Okay, also, Xerneas. Sogaleo, Necrozma, Zamazenta.
Mm-hmm.
And Eternatus, Urshifu, Calyrex, and Glacetrier.
Mm-hmm.
And Argregialic.
Okay. You forgot Volcanion. Or Volcanion.
It's a legendary.
Pardon?
Volcanion's a mythical, not a legendary.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was a legendary. It looks like a legendary.
Duh.
What? Tabu Koko, you are losing to a level 60 Cinderace. Well, you were losing, and now you just defeated it. Yeah, I have a Tabu Koko, who's burned!
I decided to take the Lugia pass.
Dragon Ascent. Volcanion, I'm gonna stop the legendary rant to hear everybody's thoughts on Volcanion.
I would like one of them.
They seem very good.
Yeah, they are very good.
And it's like they can move a mountain.
With an explosion.
Yeah.
Actually, level a mountain.
And it's cool that it's only weak to electric.
Yeah, its ability is water absorb.
Really? What does that do?
Water absorb actually absorbs water type moves and heals it.
Oh, and nice. Like, kind of like Sap Sip or Sap Sipper or something like that?
Yeah, it also has Sap Sipper.
Yeah, Sap Sipper's a good move. Apparently, you can get a... do you know that you can get a Dusclops with Sap Sipper?
You can also get a Azumarill with Sap Sipper.
Really? An Azumarill? Okay. Legendary Pokemon. I'm trying to think of one we haven't really covered. Okay, I wanna talk about everyone's ideas for Kyurem Origin Form.
Kyurem's a get one.
Pardon? I'm saying what it was when it was once the original dragon.
I don't know if it's Kyurem. It's like a form of Kyurem or something.
Yeah, but what kind of thing do you think it would be? Because I was thinking in that Pokemon game I was talking with the Pokemon of Good and Evil, you might get a Kyurem Origin Form. What do you think it would be like?
I would think it'd be like a very strong Dragon Pokemon. Not as strong as Regidrago, but a very strong Dragon Pokemon.
I think it would definitely be stronger than Regidraco, since that's just a guardian. We're talking a full scale original legendary. And
Regidraco isn't the guardian, but Regidraco is actually the strongest of all dragon type Pokemon.
Eternatus?
Makes Eternatus wither at his dragon energy.
Pardon?
Makes Eternatus wither at his dragon energy.
So, question. Why, in the fact that... Oh, wait, one sec. What's it called? I'm just going to run into it so I can remember what it's called. There you are. What is the fact? Why is it the Zygarde and Dusknoir, or Dusknoir, whatever? Why are they so similar in the fact that they both have exactly the same chest?
I don't know. It's only complete from Zygarde.
I know, but still. And exactly what does pressure do, sorry?
Pressure limits the PP of, or power points as the move. For example.
I get it, because when I read it, I thought it says, when I read it, they don't explain it very well in like the little explanation of what it does. So it sounds like it's saying, it sounds like a bit of a what was I talking about?
Pressure, the ability.
Yeah, because it sounds like it actually increases the opposing Pokemon's PP usage.
Yeah, I know that. I just read it on my in my party, Dialga and Lugia have pressure.
Dialga and Lugia?
Ugh. Yeah. My other Pokemon have the ability Download, Power Construct, Slow Start, and Drizzle.
So, I'm looking at our time, and I think, I'm just going to take a quick break and be back in a second. Hello everybody and welcome back. We're back from our break and I have the results in for the battle between Palkia and Dialga and normal Zygarde versus shiny Zygarde. And I think for a few people the results will be a bit weird for a few people. Now remember these and it was shiny Dialga versus Palkia, so shiny Dialga might for all we know, might have had perfect IVs when normal Palkia might have had bad IVs. Or maybe Dialga might have been hyper-trained or EV-trained. I don't know. But, actually, Anonymous co-host, would you like... We're not going to say whether they were hyper-trained or EV-trained. Just going to leave it because it gets complicating. Would you like to announce the winner... Anonymous co-host announced the winner of Palkia v Dialga, and unnamed co-host, would you announce the results of shiny Zygarde versus normal Zygarde?
Okay, I forgot who was going to announce the results again, but I'm announcing Palkia versus Dialga. First of all, Dialga was hyper training for your information, all of its stats, the gold bottle cap, and second of all, it was Dialga that won the battle against Palkia.
That's
did put on a tough fight, though.
That is reasonable, after all. It's like, what typing is Dialga? Dragon and...
Steel Dragon.
Spatial Rend might have been the better choice.
If Spatial Rend was actually effective.
Yeah. So, what moves were used in this battle?
Well, first of all, Palkia used Fire Blast, and I finished him off with Grow-Up Time.
Oh, that's not fair. wait, what's the Dialga's signature move?
Roar of Time.
Pardon?
Roar of Time.
I think Spatial Rend sounds cooler.
Yeah, it looks cooler, too.
Yeah, it does. Apart from in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, because there it just looks like a bit of swirling. And results for shiny Zygarde versus normal Zygarde unnamed?
Shiny Zygarde lost.
What were the moves used in this battle? Like, what was the first? What was the second? Really?
Regular Zygarde first started with Core Enforcer. Miles, my Zygarde, started with Land Wrath. But Core Enforcer got me down to half health, and you know what that meant, right?
Yeah, Power Construct kicked in. And then did you use Core Enforcer next time?
I used Core Enforcer to get it down to the red, but I didn't defeat it.
Yeah, I'm looking out of time, and that's pretty good. Say bye, guys.
Bye.